It is Friday, and it's time. It's about time, in fact, to hear from Sean Ramaswamy once again, Studio 360 producer, the host of Sideshow. Welcome.
Thank you. I found you the last five things on the internet, Sean.
The last five things?
The last five things. No, this is all we've got left.
It's been a huge power failure. Number one?
Number one. You ever watch like a supercut, and like 30 seconds in, your mind starts to wander, and you're just like, what am I doing here? And you close it, and you forget about it, and never revisit it again?
Often.
This time, there's a supercut that leaves you wanting more. It's essentially all of these scenes from movies where people are talking on the phone cut together to make it look like there's this meta-narrative conversation going on.
Hello.
Hello?
Who's there? I'm talking. Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
You know what this is.
This is Jason Bourne.
Wait a minute. Give me somebody else.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
Can you bring me my chapstick?
Negative.
Just do it. Listen carefully. This is an emergency call from Air Force One. This is the president. Can I get the vice president, please? He wants to talk to you.
So some Jason Bourne, really Air Force One.
Yes. Yeah, Anchorman, yeah. Dial M for Murder, Scream, Heat, Crank, Napoleon Dynamite. The last one was Leon the Professional. Ferris Bueller's Day Off was in there. It's amazing, and it's so comprehensive.
Number two.
Number two, the New York Public Library is digitizing its Billy Rose Theater Division archive. What do you suppose is in that archive?
Continue.
Because what I found in it, or what Open Culture found for us all in it, is a body note from Eleanor Roosevelt to a burlesque dancer, among other things. But there's a lot of that, like, oh, here's some photos of, like, Katharine Hepburn, and here's some costume sketches. And then there's this telegram that Eleanor Roosevelt sent to the burlesque dancer Gypsy Rose Lee on the opening night of her autobiographical burlesque show. And here's what it said. Congratulations, Gypsy Rose Lee. May your bare ass always be shining, Eleanor Roosevelt.
That is fantastic.
This is why I sometimes...
That's a Twitter.
I look at the internet and I go, thanks, internet.
Number three.
Number three. Would you ever click on an essay titled An Interactive Guide to Ambiguous Grammar?
I'll just say yes.
Okay, but I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But someone told me I should, so I did. And it turns out to be this essay about the differences between the active voice and the passive voice, but with these interactive GIFs that show you how the sentence, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog, transforms into the sentence, speed was involved in a jumping-related incident while a fox was brown. So, at the very end, it turns out to be an examination of the language we use to report shootings of unarmed black men by police officers, and your mind will be blown.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's fascinating.
Number four.
Number four. The perfect caption is you know, an impossible task, but I found one this week. It was a tweet, and the tweet was a screen cap of a description of a Rottweiler just rife with grammatical errors. And I'm going to read you a portion of it. It said, the Rottweiler physically strong moves rapidly. Momentum is powerful. Is one of the most, has the courage and strength of the dog in the world. It just goes on like this. It's amazing. Someone tweeted it out and she tweeted, did a Rottweiler write this?
Number five.
Five.
Number five, I thought I'd go out with a song. Every week, the internet provides you, like, with dozens of covers by notable artists covering even more notable artists, and they're mostly disposable. This week, I heard one that was really pretty, so I thought I'd bring it for you. It's a cover of Elton John's Rocket Man by a group called, fittingly, Astronauts Etc.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. If a touchdown brings me round again to find.
And I should care because...
It takes a song that's already perfect and somehow makes it, like, silkier and smoother and maybe a little sweeter, and that's something that you should stop to appreciate, John.
Well, the sweetness of talking with you every week is something I'm definitely going to miss as we say goodbye to Friday Five.
I know. It's
because tough. There are huge changes afoot for you.
There are. Eventual changes, yes.
Yeah, exciting stuff.
Yes.
And Sideshow this week?
Sideshow this week. I kid you not. Maybe I kid you. President Obama.
Sean Ramaswamy, Studio 360 producer, the host of Sideshow. Thank you and have a great weekend.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.